They were on that sea by the plain of Ur 999 years, and they never cried crack or ceased from regular paddle-licking till that they landed their two and a trifling selves, a mad camel and ass, Greybeard and Suckling, priest and pauper, Matrim Matron and Merry Meg, into the middle of the mudstorm. The gathering, convened by the Irish agricultural and prepostoral organizations, to help the Irish muck to look his brother Dane in the face, and attended, thanks to Larry, by large numbers of Christies and Jews totems, to spite of the deluge, was distinctly of a scattery kind, when the Ballybricken he could get no good of, after cock of the walking through a few fancy-fought manes, ate some of the doorweg, the pikey later selling the gentleman ratepayer, because she, Francie's sister, that is to say, ate a whole side of his, the animals, sty, on a struggle street, qui sta Troia, in order to pay off, hiss or lick, 6 doubloons, 15 arrears of his, the villain's not the rumbler's rent. Remarkable evidence was given anon, by an eye, ear, nose, and throat witness, whom Wesleyan Chapelgoer suspected of being a plain-clothes priest, W.P., situate at Null, Medical Square, who, upon letting down his rice and peas greens cover disc, and having been sullenly cautioned against yawning while being grilled, smiled. He'd had a one-bumper at parting from Mrs. Mulro on the morning, and stated to his elicitor, under his must accents, gobless, that he slept with the bona fides, and that he would be there to remember the filth of November, hatenaring, rowdio, which, with the jubilees of Juno and the dates of old anxiety, was going, please the rainmaker, to descend within the ephemerides of profane history, all one with Tournai, Yesole, and Temora. And one thing which would pigsticularly strike a person of such sorely tried observational powers as Sam, him, and Moffat, though there is not to reason why, the striking thing about it was that he was petrified to see, hear, taste, and smell, as his time of night, how Hyacinth O'Donnell, B.A., described in the calendar as a mixer and word painter, with part of a sieve of spacem, Gaeltacht for Dungfort, on the fair green, at the hour of 24 o'clock, sought the bully Cassidy of the Friedhofer, to sack, sock, stab, and slaughter single-handed another two of the old kings, Gush McGale and Roaring O'Crean Jr., both changelings, unlocalized, of no address and non-communicables, between him and whom, ever since Wallops before the Mice of Lewes, bad blood existed on the ground the boar's trespass on the bull, or because he first parted his polar beaver hair in two ways, or because there were creep foxing and grouse uppers over a nippy and a novelletta, or because they could not say meath, mute and daft, meath,